Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back, Nate Brennan, Jay Foreman, Old School. Halfway through, 30 minutes till we're done. Recapping the presser, what we think. So, I mean, at this point in time, obviously Matt Rhule is going to be diving into the fishbowl, which is Nebraska. And, you know, he's probably going to get introduced to all the, you know, he's going to get introduced to all the big wigs, you know. It's kind of like somebody told me, I forget about when a president's, you know, is elected. Like, it's all fine and dandy once you get elected. Then they bring you into this room, and there's, like, the dude that runs the oil throughout the whole world and, you know, some other, like, electricity and, like, trash. And they're like, hey, this is how things go around. Well, I just wonder when that upper PA Matt Rhule is going to get introduced to the politics of Nebraska football.
Mm-hmm. It'll happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, man, I'm sure he's par for the course. Baylor's got some big money down there. They got that oil money down there, so I'm sure he's been around some big bucks, and so he knows how it works, and he knows at the end of the day, he's got a coach, and he's got to win, and you know, people are expectations are for him to be, you know, a winning team next year. So whether that's, you know, 6 wins, 6-6, that's a good starting point. Mm-hmm. It is, and a lot's going to be dependent on. You know, I saw where he had a conversation with Casey Thompson and his dad today, which is huge. You got a quarterback that's been successful in the Big Ten that can play in your offense, whether it's the one you ran at Temple or the one at Baylor or whatever offense you come up with or whoever the offensive coordinator is, which is yet to be seen. He has leadership qualities, and which is good. He's a tough kid, obviously. You know, when you get hit that much and you keep answering the bell. And he's a kid that wants to be here, you know, and he's not trying to shake you down or anything like that. So I think, you know, when you're looking at, you know, people look at Matt Rhule when you're in Carolina or when you look at where he's been, you know, he had P.J. Walker at Temple, who was a dude, and his quarterback at Baylor was really good, and didn't have a quarterback worth mentioning at Carolina. And then if you get here to start with Casey Thompson, you're way ahead of the curve.
He even said in the press conference, too, he said that you look at the teams that are successful in the Big Ten, they all have good quarterbacks.
Yeah, consistent.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah, it's consistent. And if they do a good job of taking care of the offensive line, he'll be even better. Waterboy said the OC is Satterfield. So Satterfield comes in, and then Nebraska Nolan. Y'all see Spencer – Rattler has read into the portal right after his OC got a new job.
What he's saying is that Spencer Rattler entered the transfer portal after it now sounds like Satterfield's coming to Nebraska as the offensive coordinator.
Is that true? Google if it's true.
No, I don't know if it's true.
It's okay, Nolan. If you're driving, don't text and drive.
I don't know if it's true.
Oh, Waterboy, he already did it for us. Nate, you slow on the ones.
No,
and
two. I just told you.
You're a horrible DJ.
No.
Rattler is in the portal. Satterfield is his OC at South Carolina.
I understand that. Spencer, I could have told you that.
Here we go.
You don't want that.
Redhead Kingpin. Here we go. Spencer Rattler. That's what I'm talking about. You know, did you see when he was counting? One. All them touchdowns? Rattler.
Yeah, I'm not giving you the satisfaction in this one. No.
I didn't like it just because I liked your face, though.
No, I didn't. Come on now. You didn't watch QB1. You need to go on Netflix and watch QB1.
I watched QB1. I know, right? It was difference between him and Justin Fields. But I think he's been humbled, though.
Has he?
Yeah.
Had a losing record, and he was counting on his fingers for touchdowns.
Ryan said it's 100% false. This is absolutely false about Rattler, 100% false. Okay,
You can never trust these rumors. This is why I said you have to wait for these things. It seems like Satterfield, there's a lot of blue check marks. Who even knows if blue check marks even mean anything anymore? But there were a lot of blue check marks that said that Satterfield's going to be the next offensive coordinator. Now, does that link Spencer Rattler? That's to be seen. I have no idea. All I'm saying is, if you had to ask me, and I'm not a coach, I don't make these decisions, if I want Casey Thompson or Spencer Rattler, 10 times out of 10, give me Casey Thompson.
Spencer Rattler wouldn't go on the transfer. You only could transfer one time.
But technically, I...
The head coach didn't get fired,
I don't
right?
know if this is the same correlation, but Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma, but I don't know if he'd already entered the transfer portal before he left. Because when Lincoln Riley left...
But he was the head coach.
He was the head coach, so that means that you get a free transfer. So that means that he has another one available. But I don't know if that transfer happened before Lincoln Riley already decided he was going to leave for USC.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'll worry about it if Spencer Rattler gets here, but right now I like Casey Thompson. So
I completely agree.
We'll deal with that. But if Rattler shows up, we are going to do an exclusive between you. I'm going to be the cameraman, and it's going to be – I'm going to be the cameraman, and you're going to interview Spencer Rattler right here in the studio.
That'll be you. That's all you, my friend.
You know.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
I got nothing to say.
You could transfer if you graduate. I don't think Rattler can do it, and I think that he can... I think that Spencer Rattler has kind of found a little home there, and I think that, you know, even
he's got a Beamer ball.
Yeah, and he's probably pretty good NIL deal down there. He's successful down there, and I'm sure that Beamer's down there, and they'll find an offensive coordinator for him, or they might promote quarterback coach or whatever it is. Mm. So, I'd find it very odd if he did, and I'm sure they got guys they've been recruiting, so. We'll see what goes. And so
I want to know, let us know, 402-464-5685. Would you guys be satisfied with Spencer Rattler? Would you guys want Spencer Rattler? I'm honestly curious.
Let's not even talk about this.
I'm curious what the sentiment is. I'm genuinely curious.
I think Rattler would have to sit out a year.
I don't think so.
And he already redshirted.
I don't think he did redshirt.
Yes, he did.
Well, he might have redshirt, but again, since Lincoln Riley left,
Lincoln,
you get a free transfer, so you get two.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No.
If your head coach leaves, you get a free transfer.
Right.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Casey Thompson could transfer this year.
It's a fake report.
It very well could be. I'm just curious.
Now, here's the bigger question. Text line.
Look, see, the text line's answering my question. Thank you, text line.
Text line, new one here. Text line, everybody, 402-464-5685, Sardar Heyman text line. On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you that Matt Rhule said that Scott Frost is a friend and he talked to him on Sunday? What about you? So Rhule said he talked to Frost yesterday, didn't say much on the conversation, said he told him to always honor him as a player or coach. He did ask Frost for any coaches on staff he should take a look at. That's by your boy Jake Bartecki. Is that the dude that asked Mickey that question about
Malachi? Not throwing anyone under the bus.
Is that him?
I'm not
Jake
saying
made,
anything.
Hey, Jake made a comeback.
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying nothing.
Nebraska Nolan said
I'm saying
not
nothing.
At all. 0029 said zero. Husker Soft said, "Were they? Come on now, dude. Were they drinking on the golf course?" Dang, this is coming in here. John said one. Good to reach out. Not concerned at all, Bo Lever. You got Bo, somebody said, hell no to Spencer Rattler. Disingenuous said one. Patrick said zero. 8899 said he hates Spencer Rattler. Dang, that's a hard. Patrick says zero concern. Coach speaks still. Jesse said his coach speaks still. Don't think he said he does or him or he or him or her said that doesn't really think that he really talked to Frost.
All right.
And Beatrice doesn't have school today.
Oh, nice.
Alexander the Great. Casey's a dog.
Is that because of the snow? Back. Why doesn't Beatrice have school?
Off, man. I just need a day off.
Oh, okay.
He said, let me see what this is. 3226. I think it was good for Frost and Rule talk. So he said he likes it a 10 out of 10 that they talked.
Well, I mean, for what it's worth, like, I guess it's probably good. He was the head coach for 4.5 years.
But somebody else said, why would you call Frost? Well, you should probably call Mickey.
But he said very specifically in the press conference, he will sit down and have a conversation with Mickey Joseph. Okay. He said that very specifically. So he will be talking to Mickey.
Some dude said, double hell no on Spencer Rattler.
I told you. What did I tell you? I told you. I told you that was going to be that's going
to
happen.
One dude said, I would talk to Frost if I were leaving and we were friends. Similar vibe. This one, let's see, 8086, similar vibe to Casey talking to Adrian before he committed. He says, this dude said, 8792 said, if Matt can't get his recruiting class inside the top 25, we won't be very good. We got a 10, told him to only do NIL deals with Dave. I can't read this, you know, because you don't have time to regulate it. And then he says, strong 8, if he does what he said. Okay, yeah. Let's see what John says. Plantonio. Spencer's the only. Oh my God! You guys,
I'm letting you take this away. This is your show. You go for it.
The text line is off the charts. Greg says, "Why not Spencer Rattler? Who cares?"
I think that he's talented. I just don't know if he's a great leader. You want that as with a first year head coach? Casey has gone to
Spencer
the podium
Rattler,
time and time again,
Spencer
and shown
Rattler
he's a leader.
Is not going anywhere.
He's a leader.
It's not real. So just let it go. This dude said he's like Tate Martell. That's for all you QB
Tate
ones.
Martell. Tate Martell's a receiver now.
Then your boy Tater says.
You see
Tater,
that?
Tater. Yeah, I know. I saw that. Tater says, never trust a ginger. Disingenuous. Also, I'm reading here where Matt Rhule said he drove around town on a Huskers game day and looked around town and asked if he could raise his kids here. He was in here at covert. Matt. He was in covert.
Mm-hmm. He knows what's going on.
Little devil you.
All right, we got to take a break.
Well, you know what? We got to go to a break. The text line, you guys are off the chain. I can't even read these fast, and some of them I don't want to read. So we appreciate the participation. We're going to come back with a last segment. And then we'll try to read as many texts as we can from the Starter Heyman text line. Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan, Old School. We'll be back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.